After World War II, Korea got its independence from Japan and split in half. A democratic-style government formed in South Korea. A communist-style government formed in North Korea. And that's where they are today, despite the war that followed North Korea's invasion of the South in 1950. The U.S. supported South Korea in that war, and the two countries are still close allies. North Korea's been their common rival. But this year, there have been a series of events that appear to have moved the Koreas toward a friendlier relationship. And though the leaders of North Korea and the U.S. were exchanging threats and insults last year, they're now planning to hold a face-to-face meeting. That was announced on Thursday night. South Korean negotiators who'd recently visited the North then traveled to the White House. And shortly after they arrived, U.S. President Donald Trump said he'd accept a meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. President Trump has credited America's sanctions, its penalties on North Korea, with helping bring them to this point. And he says those sanctions will stay in place until North Korea agrees to get rid of its nuclear weapons. That's a major goal of the international community. Critics say North Korea's leader is a brutal dictator who increased his power through murder, and the American leader shouldn't reward him with a presidential meeting. And while the details of that meeting still have to be figured out, just the fact that it's being discussed is historic. President